Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we have a letter from St. Faustina to her spiritual director from June of 1938. Krakow, 29th of June, 1938. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Most Reverend Father, I am very sorry that I haven't written anything for such a long time. This is a great fault of mine. I ask your forgiveness. Today, during Holy Mass, I felt remorse of conscience because of this, and so, obedient to this inner inspiration and knowing that it is the clear will of God, I would like to write a few words to you, dear Father. Although it is a bit late, I would like to thank you very much for your Easter wishes and for sending us the paper with the article on God's mercy. I received it on the 3rd of June. I was delighted with it. I am curious to know how things are with you, Father. Has your health improved? I asked God to keep you in good health for many years to come, because this is necessary for this work. Oh, Father, I cannot tell you how happy I am that the divine mercy is already being worshipped in spite of all the adversities and human envy, in spite of Satan's anger and hatred. God's work will not suffer one bit of loss. The Lord God gave me to see His glory, which flows from this work, and this is only the beginning. My heart was amazed at the sight of this knowledge, and I am so much at peace concerning this whole work that even if the greatest adversities were to rage, they would not be able to disturb my peace for even a moment. I understood clearly that there is nothing of myself in this whole work, and that God Himself continues to direct His work and uses us merely as useless instruments. I say this about myself because I see that I sometimes hinder God's action through my eagerness. And yet, in spite of the fact that God Himself is in charge of this work, we are obliged to do everything that is in our power in order to move it forward, even though our efforts might seem to be of no avail. However, God's work is built on them. I would also like to say that the chaplet is efficacious in the conversion of souls. Father, if you have some obstinate soul resisting God's grace, try to induce it to say this chaplet and pray it yourself for this soul, Father, for then God's grace will surely conquer it. I have now come to know even better God's power contained in this chaplet when, during these days, I gained the victory over the exterminating angel who once again wanted to strike our earth. I won the victory by reciting the chaplet. And now, as to my health, I must say it is very poor. I have been in the sanatorium in Pradnik Biawi for 3 months already. I was here last year, and I am to remain here until the 20th of July. The doctor tells me that it would take a miracle for my health to return or to put in new lungs, but I desire neither a miracle nor new lungs. All I want is the most holy will of God. Let God do with me as He pleases. Do I suffer? I do not suffer much, apart from coughing and occasionally bringing up blood, but that is nothing. The life of my soul has not changed in any way. It has deepened due to the suffering and the abandonment that God has allowed. I have benefited from this struggle because I have risen above suffering and consolation and even above my very self. This happened on Low Sunday. My soul attained complete freedom, a freedom I never knew before. Oh, how good it is to lose everything, including one's own self, for God. Then the soul attains such spiritual freedom and rises above all worlds. I am running out of paper, and yet I have barely said anything. But maybe God will give you to know what I have not yet written down. I kiss your hand, dear Father, and ask your prayers and blessings. Sister Faustina. Well, this is the last letter we have between St. Faustina and Father Sopochko. Some other letters between them have been lost. She prays that God will give him the health needed to do the work of spreading the message of divine mercy. This is about 3 months before her death. Her prayers were effective because he would live another 37 years and he'd accomplish a great deal in that time. He would see St. Faustina a couple of times before she died. She is grateful that people are devoted to God's mercy. Faustina doesn't want to get in the way of the spreading of God's message. She states that they are simply called to cooperate in God's plan, and they both worked very well, together and with God, cooperating with God's grace. She sees how effective the chaplet is in converting souls. She mentions a punishment that was due to the world. Perhaps she's talking about when, during the Second World War, all that was coming, there was a lot of abortions taking place in Warsaw, but praying the chaplet mitigated some of the punishment that was due. And so it's a very powerful prayer. The prayer offers to God the Father the perfect sacrifice of Jesus in atonement for our sins. So God will not reject that offering. That's why it's such a powerful prayer. It's like the extension of the Holy Mass. Faustina also writes that her health is failing. She's been in the sanatorium for 3 months. She doesn't pray for a miracle. She only wants to do the will of God. And she knows that her life as a victim soul involves a great deal of suffering. She also writes that she has learned so much from the sufferings that she has endured. She has really matured spiritually through what she has endured and through what God has taught her. She writes of a great grace that she received on Low Sunday. That's the octave of Easter, the second Sunday of Easter, the Sunday that would eventually be proclaimed Divine Mercy Sunday. She received the grace of complete freedom in her soul. We should pray for that grace. We can ask the Lord to set us free from all that binds us and holds us back from loving God completely. So it's a beautiful prayer to pray. Set me free, Lord. Set me free.